It's here and now. Farmers in the upper Midwest are having a particularly stressful spring. They can't plant because the ground is still frozen and it's cold and wet. But there's also a fertilizer shortage because of backed-up rail lines. There's an oil boom in the Dakotas, and that means train cars are filled with crude oil, which is also delaying the transport of crops. In all, the railroad jam has cost farmers almost $67 million in revenue, according to a study this month by North Dakota State University. And yesterday, senators from Minnesota and the Dakotas sent a letter to the Surface Transportation Board, that's the agency at the Department of Transportation that regulates the rails, urging it to address the problems. Mark Watney is president of the North Dakota Farmers Union. He's in Jamestown. Mark, when did the problem with the rail start?
Well, this problem really started about maybe a year ago when our production of crude oil continued to go through a great increase, and we've had such a tremendous output of oil, and we have no real avenue to ship it out of North Dakota other than by rail. So oil appeared to get a little bit more priority than commodities and grain. So in January, we started seeing problems with elevator shipping out this last year's production.
So it's not just that you're not getting fertilizer in, you're not able to get your product out.
Yeah, we're not able to get the grain out, and then, of course, we've seen that issue was there, so an immediate concern came early this spring, worried about whether the fertilizer would get here for planting our crops.
Yeah. Well, and so we understand that because the fertilizer isn't coming in, you're not planting that. Of course, you have the weather issue, too. You can't get the crops out, so what's happening with the storage issues?
Well, we're a little unknown if they're going to get the fertilizer or not, but the Surface Transportation Board has been working with the railroad to ensure that it would come. It could be a benefit that we've had a little bit of delayed spring, allowing for some shipments to come in, but we really rely on the rail to supplement that inventory of fertilizer into the spring.
Well, we hear that there might be some movement in getting BNSF and Canadian Pacific to adjust their plans so that you have more cars to take this crop out.
Yeah, and they're working on it. I want to give credit to BNSF that they put a plan in, spending a lot of money here this year. And then, of course, over a five-year plan, I think they're looking at $5 billion of improvements to deal with the situation. That's all great, and the farmers will appreciate that because we're going to have probably a better system 5 years down the road. But we're struggling a little bit with how we're going to deal with it in the short term. And what happens is that the oil cars tend to always run. We don't know of any delayed oil cars, but we do see 40, 50, 60-day delays in grain cars. So they're still making a little more priority of one commodity over the other, and we think they're going to have to shift that thought process, at least in the first couple of years here, to figure out a way to service both industries.
You know, wondering, Mark, what kind of tension does that lead to? You know, you're sitting right next to each other in the diners, I'm presuming, you know, people who are now working in the oil industry, people who are longtime farmers. What kind of tension is that?
Well, it gets pretty intense. I've been able to sit and talk to some of the BNSF people. I've been out at the Senator Hovind's office, and Senator Heitkamp's been there also visiting with them. And we have very good dialogue. They get a little frustrated with us when we say they're making a priority of oil and say they're not. But we, of course, believe there is because there's no delayed oil cars, which from my perspective would say that they are making a priority to oil. So there's some tension in everything, but I have to say, at least in BNSF, they've been to the table and they understand the problem and they're trying to solve it. But I also think they might want to help us with this secondary market. So what we do is we go out and try to find other cars or other shipment ways to get our product out because we have contracts, our elevators do, and they have to deliver by specific times. So what it's doing is that loss of money is being put into the pricing of grain. So that's where this study at NDSU said the $66 million loss currently and potentially $95 million. Well, we think that the rail needs to help us resolve that because we just can't afford to continually lose dollars off the market price simply because of a logistics problem that is, in some respect, very good for the rail but very disadvantaged to the farmers.
Well, so tensions over rail cars and whether the new booming oil industry or the longtime farming industry should get priority. But in the meantime, you've got the weather. There's not much that can be done about that. I know, you know, weather is always spotty, but is this something that's particularly bad this year, something that's unprecedented?
Well, it's been kind of a cycle that we've been in, that we've been relatively wet, but this year appears to be on a path of being quite unique, if you want to put it that way. Right now, we are starting to see a bunch of days of sunshine, and we haven't had that for a while. We've had an excess amount of rain, but it did freeze still here last night. So our ground temperatures aren't warming up, and in, of course, with the wet soil, we can't drive our equipment out there. So we're starting to get really borderline late. And if we could start going right now and everybody could just go for a couple, 3 weeks, we'd probably be okay. But if any more delays is going to put us into a real interesting scenario of not getting stuff planted timely.
Yeah. Mark Watney, president of the North Dakota Farmers Union, we wish you well. We hope your season gets going.
Thank you very much.